We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line live now is Jimmy Vielkind from the Wall Street Journal, covering all things state politics and more. Jimmy, thanks for being with us. I want to dive into a couple of stories and issues you've written about over the past couple of days, including mobile sports betting. Now, this is something that we know is coming in New York, but we don't exactly know what form it's going to take, what apps are going to be allowed. You dove into this a little bit, and whoever is allowed to run some mobile bets, offer you the ability to bet on a game on your phone, they're going to be paying a pretty hefty price, it sounds like.
That's right. The State Gaming Commission, which oversees betting and the lottery and track wagering and all things gambling in New York State, is actually soliciting proposals and applications right now from companies who might be interested in bringing mobile sports betting to New York. Now, New York followed a model that's very different from some of our neighbors, including Pennsylvania and New Jersey. In those states, the existing casinos were able to just partner with various mobile sports brands, which are called skins in the industry. And so people at home were able to see lots of things like DraftKings and FanDuel and BetMGM, et cetera, that were all in partnership with various casinos, but from the perspective of the person at home, it was just a lot of different choices and abilities to bet. New York is going a different way. State officials say that they're planning to select just a few operators, maybe as little as four, maybe, and that could mean that only a few people, fewer options for consumers at home. And the state is hoping that it will let them charge a much, much higher tax rate on any companies that come to New York. According to the request for applications, the minimum tax rate that a company has to propose to get into the New York market is 50%. So bids are due early next month, and we'll be watching to see who puts forward an application and who is ultimately selected, with the hope of getting mobile sports betting up and running by early next year.
All right, so 50%, that's, I'm assuming, a much different playing field than other states.
That's right. New Jersey is charging 13%. Other states are sort of in that range. The only place that comes close is New Hampshire, where the state lottery has one contract with one company, DraftKings, and DraftKings pays 51% of its total revenue after promotional expenses.
Did anyone you talk to, I mean, that number seems so high, the amount of revenue given to the state, yet here these companies are willing to pay it. There doesn't really seem to be any shortage of people interested in getting into New York. Is there any surprise from anyone you talked to on that, that companies would be so willing to give out so much of their revenue to the state?
Well, it's expected that New York is about a $1 billion market for these companies. So there's lots at stake here, and there is money to be made. What people have warned is that if you have to pay these higher tax rates, there will be less promotion, less free play that's available for companies to give to consumers, because their margins will just be tighter in terms of what they are distributing and what they have to give to the state. There are people in the industry, analysts like Daniel Wallach, an attorney who works for gaming companies around the country, who are a little skeptical of this model. He thinks that the eventual winning tax rate, because companies are going to be encouraged to bid up, in New York could be as high as 65%. So it's going to take some time to see exactly how this is going to play out and to see whether bettors are going to look at these legitimate options or continue, as many people we know do, to bet illegally overseas where they don't have to pay any taxes and they can perhaps get better spreads on their sports betting.
Wow. All right. What is going on with the investigation, the impeachment investigation into Governor Cuomo following his interview with investigators last weekend?
Well, we have confirmed at the Wall Street Journal that Governor Cuomo did meet with investigators, not from the impeachment inquiry, because there are multiple investigations of the governor that are ongoing, but by the investigation overseen by Attorney General Letitia James. She's looking at accusations that the governor sexually harassed current and former female aides to the governor and people who worked for him, as well as sort of the office culture and things that happened after those women came forward. We know that the governor and lawyers spoke for a number of hours in Manhattan on Saturday. No one has said anything about the actual content of the interview, but observers take this as a sign that the probe could be moving toward a conclusion. Normally, you talk to the target of the investigation or the person at the top toward the end of your effort. And I should note that Governor Cuomo has regularly said that he did nothing wrong, that he's denied inappropriately touching anybody. And in more recent days, his spokespeople have been a little bit more aggressive in their comments about the investigators, both Ms. James and the people she has working for her, questioning whether their actions are politically motivated and, in effect, observers say, perhaps undermining the eventual product of the investigation, the eventual report that should be coming out.
That has a lot of people, assuming that the governor is gearing up for a new campaign to run for re-election. How is he being received by donors who have given so much to him in the past, given all of the scandals surrounding his office?
Well, the governor did say at a fundraiser last month that he was planning to be around for another 4 years, according to multiple people who I spoke with who attended that soiree. But what we saw in financial disclosure reports that were made public last week is that the governor's fundraising has slowed down a bit. He raised $2.3 million in the last 6 months, which is more than I keep in my wallet. But on the scale of his own operation, it's the second smallest haul for a similar period since he took office in 2011. It also marks the first time that a Republican challenger, in this case it's Congressman Lee Zeldin from Long Island, has raised more than the sitting governor during his time in office. I looked through the filings and found that there are several donors who had sort of walked away from the governor, stopped contributing, and some who were willing to criticize him publicly about his past practices. One of them is a man named Jeff Garral. He's a real estate developer and casino owner who told a story about how a top aide to the governor essentially strong-armed him into donating to a pro-Cuomo group in 2011. Garral told me that he went public with this story because he was angry with the way, to tie everything together, the way that New York is moving forward with legalizing sports betting. He thinks it's a bad structure, and he's concerned that casinos will be effectively cut out of this new market. So Mr. Garral and a few others represent cracks in the Cuomo fundraising machine, which has boosted him and given him a sheen of invincibility that he has held essentially since he took office in 2011. Whether or not more people will follow, whether or not there will be more regular supporters and donors who are willing to publicly break with the governor is something that remains to be seen, and something that I'll be watching. Meanwhile, the governor's aides say that he has broad support, including from organized labor leaders, business executives, developers, and Democratic Party officials, and they're working hard to hold on to that.
All right. Very, very interesting. Jimmy, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate the update. That's Jimmy Vielkind with The Wall Street Journal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.